Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about California's favorite holiday, and I'm sure it's one of yours. Talking about the secular one that each of us looks forward to every November. The one day a year that's dedicated to giving, not receiving. Of course, we're talking about America Recycles Day on November 15th. Don't know about you, but in the Durst household, there's something magically comforting about the grand traditions that have built up over generations. Brown, blue, and green stockings hanging from every chimney mantle. The wacky ceremony surrounding cleaning out the liquor cabinet and pouring everything into the one big punch bowl. The dozens of landfill tire fires dotting the landscape. Sure, some kids today consider it dopey and old-fashioned, but Eloise and Madeline still squeal with delight cleaning out the compost bin so that it looks brand spanking new when Happy the Vulture drops off sustainable presents to reward all the good little boys and girls that separated their straws from their juice boxes and deposited them in the proper receptacles the previous year. Then after gathering around the dining room table that used to be a telephone wire spool and a socially responsible breakfast of locally sourced yolkless eggs, heritage pork belly, and organic greens, the whole family troops down to the annual recycling parade, where participants dressed in green biodegradable bubble wrap ride on solar-powered floats and toss edible barks and mosses to the teeming crowds. Republicans love to portray Californians as a non-spiritual lot with as many gods as haircuts, but our one true unifying religion is recycling. And you can see our spirituality manifest itself once a week when we stagger out to the curb with our sacrificial offerings, trying to figure out what goes where. And just like normal religions, it's one that's based mostly on guilt. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.